You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There's an important development today in the story of Nicole Beverly. She's the Ypsilanti mom who spoke to us last month on Stateside, describing the abuse she suffered from her ex-husband, Kevin Beverly, even while he has served a five-year prison sentence for aggravated stalking. Inmates from several prisons have said Beverly tried to hire them to kill his ex-wife, or that he openly talked about what he would do once he was paroled.
Two inmates came forward at Jackson Prison writing letters that are quite compelling, stating that my ex-husband was on a regular basis saying that as soon as he got out, he was going to come to my home and kill my children in front of me.
Kevin Beverly is due to be paroled August 24th. Today, Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette charged Beverly with seven felonies in connection to these alleged threats aimed at Nicole and their two sons. Felony charges have been filed in Jackson, Washtenaw, and Wayne counties. Witness retaliation, witness intimidation, extortion, and retaliation for reporting a felony, with possible sentences from 10 up to 20 years. Nicole Beverly is with us now. Nicole, did you have any inkling these charges would be filed today by the AG?
I met with the Attorney General's staff last week, and I knew that they were exploring charges and doing investigations and research on the best way to potentially issue charges. But I wasn't sure that it was actually going to happen until this morning when Attorney General Bill Schuette actually called me.
What were your feelings at that moment when he told you?
You know, I was very happy to hear that charges were being brought forward. I think I was a little bit, and still am a little bit in shock, but I'm very, very pleased that they're taking this seriously. I know that it's not the solicitation charges that we initially thought were going to be brought forward, but, you know, here's an opportunity for several new charges that could potentially keep him in prison and keep us safe.
The Attorney General really was your last best hope, wasn't he, of keeping your ex-husband in prison?
My understanding, he basically was the only hope in terms of keeping him there. Otherwise, he was going to be released and still could be released on August 24th.
Yvette, let's talk about that. We know that your ex-husband will be arraigned in those three different counties on these various charges, and it's going to really be up to at least one of these three judges to set a bond high enough to keep your ex-husband behind bars. And it's so close to his release date. Are you worried he could still walk August 24th?
Absolutely. It's going to be up to the judge to set the bond. And if a bond is set low enough and he can get out, he really has nothing to lose because he'll know that he has all of these charges pending and that he's got hearings coming up. So it's absolutely terrifying to me that there's still potential for him to be released on August 24th.
Do you plan to be at those arraignments, to be there to represent your story and what you've been through?
If I'm allowed to be there and I'm allowed to speak and share with the judge why I feel that bond should be set high, or even if there's a possibility that no bond can be set, which I'm not really sure, I absolutely will be there to speak up for myself and my sons.
Has this affected your plans at all to move out of state next month? Might you consider staying here, Nicole?
Well, I need more information in terms of what's going to be happening with hearing dates, that sort of thing. So I'm kind of still processing right now all of this and what this means for us in terms of time frame and relocation. Because if I were to relocate now and get a new job, I'd have to be leaving to come back to Michigan repeatedly to testify and for hearings. I just don't know how much sense that's going to make at this point in time. But on the other hand, if he ends up getting out August 24th, we can't be here.
You know, I think about, as we talked and you described very clearly your allegations that he has tried to recruit other prisoners to kill you. And I wonder, can you ever really feel safe? I mean, even if he is convicted and goes back in, what's to keep him from repeating that behavior?
Essentially nothing, because he's proven repeatedly that, you know, even knowing that other inmates have come forward, that he's continued to try to hire people. So there's nothing that could really prevent him from attempting to continue to do that.
I've got to imagine there's that sense of always looking over your shoulder no matter what.
Absolutely. You know, knowing and also knowing that, you know, even if he does get a new sentence, knowing that there's always the potential for parole looming around the corner too is something that is always going to be present. to whether it would be him being paroled, you know, in a shorter period of time, or someone else that he's hired to try to hurt us. Definitely both of those things will continue to be on my mind and be a concern for myself and for my children.
Nicole, your interview on Stateside last month drew huge response, and I underline that word, and we know that there were listeners who called the AG's office, and I'm wondering, are you hearing from people, and are you kind of feeling more supported?
Yes, from the interview that I did on Stateside and from the interview with the Detroit Free Press, from Facebook posts and people reaching out to me related to my GoFundMe, I feel a tremendous amount of support and also a sense of disbelief and outrage from people regarding the system, how it relates to domestic violence and stalking victims and the different problems within the system that we face. I think a lot of people were completely unaware of some of the issues that many of us face as victims and survivors of domestic violence and stalking. So I feel like awareness was brought, and I feel like a lot of people now are stepping up and trying to make a difference, which I so greatly appreciate, not just for my personal situation and case, but it sounds like they're willing to help work and advocate for change in general in our state.
Nicole Beverly, we want to thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me and for allowing me to share my story. And thank you to everyone who has helped out and reached out in any way, shape, or form from the bottom of my heart and for my voice as well. Thank you.